The state Supreme Court has unanimously upheld a lower court ruling that blocked a claim of negligence against the Milwaukee Archdiocese. A man said he was sexually abused as a boy by a Kenosha County priest in the early 1960s, and that others had been abused as well. But the high court ruled that there was no proof the church knew about the priest's misconduct during the time the man was being abused. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokesperson Kathleen Hole says the church welcomed the chance to provide the court information on the case. She says the ruling won't mean victims will be ignored.
The issue of clergy sexual abuse of minors remains an important pastoral priority for us in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and we're committed to continuing our work in helping victim survivors.
Hall acknowledges that more lawsuits could be filed. A victims group says the state court has swung open the door to hearing more cases. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says several justices argued that the constitutional question of whether the church can be sued has not been revisited. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley added that church officials should not be beyond reproach of the law. Survivors Network spokesperson Peter Isley encourages more victims to file cases.
We've got to keep this struggle up for a while longer. You know, we were out of this not so long ago, and now we're close to achieving, you know, victory for children in our state.
In the meantime, Isley says the victims group is likely to get behind a bill that would create a 2-year window during which all sexual abuse victims could sue. Isley says he's waiting for the Milwaukee Archdiocese to call to offer to resume group settlement talks that broke off last year. The church says it's waiting for the victims group to come back to the table. The church has reached financial settlements with several individual victims. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.